It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Briscoe, a brief word with you if you'll spare a moment.
Sure thing, boss dude. Boy, time sure flies when you're having fun. Oh, I don't need any repairs, Captain. I'm zippity doo da day doo doo da. No problem, boss. I'll just use the other one. Oh. Never mind. I can just use my sucker pump.
Just get down to maintenance, Briscoe.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert. We have an intruder on level 5. If anyone really cares. I know I don't.
Of course we can't compare. Devil to yourself is to be serious.
Yeah, whatever you say, Captain.
Come on, Briscoe. Level 5 is just another corner.
Lost my wheel, but it's okay, boss. I can hop. What's it look like, Captain? I can't see too good since my eyes fell out. What do we do with it, Captain?
You could try asking it for a drink, laddie. It is, after all, a coffee machine. Good day, Captain. I'm your intruder. Tuck in, laddies. Help yourselves to a brew. Freud Botticus. That's the name. Dr. Freud Botticus.
Okay, I want some answers. How'd you get here?
No worries, Captain. Well, like I said, my name's Dr. Freud Botticus. I was sent here by the company to psycho-evaluate the crew. Praise the company. They want me to get inside your heads, see what takes, literally.
Whoa. Psycho-evaluate us? Sure this isn't some wayward soda machine looking for a home?
Yeah. Why do you want to psycho-evaluate us? Are you saying we're all nuts?
No, I'm not saying you're all nuts. The company is saying that you're all nuts. You've all been under surveillance since the pilot episode, and quite frankly, matey, the bosses are a bit disturbed by what they've been witnessing. Seems your behavior has been a bit screwy.
Hey, who are you calling screwy? I'll have you know that all my nuts are in place, pal.
Oops, sorry about that. Could somebody please put my head back on?
Well, some of us might be in need of a little maintenance, like Briscoe here, but inside, we're all well-adjusted, health-behind robots.
If you try to psychoanalyze me, I will blast you into atoms.
Well-adjusted and healthy-minded, eh?
Nice timing, Excelsior, lughead.
Hey, leave him alone, Crumb Breath. You know he's harmless, really.
Take that back. I'm a toaster. I can't help making crumbs.
Oh, I think I may have my work cut out for me. So tell me, Mr. Sphinx, what's it like being a robotic ice pick? Do you enjoy hacking blocks of ice to bit?
It has its ups and downs, Doc, but mostly it is, a cool job.
Och, aye. Likes superfluous puns. What do you dislike most about working with the other robots?
I'd have to say that the fact that they hate my puns, Doc, and they keep making corny jokes about my job. I mean, how would you like it if I called you a self-important, stuffy-headed, skull-shrinking word processor?
Popsicle, so, you're a toaster.
That's right, Doc.
And how did you get a job with the robots of the company?
It just sort of popped up.
Okay. Puns could be reaching epidemic proportions. You seem a wee bit nervous, Popsicle. Is there anything on your mind?
Not really, Doc. I just seem to crumble under questioning. I don't mean to get toasty.
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to give you a grilling. Hawk, not good now I'm doing it.
I'd stick to psychology if I were you, Doc. Just leave the jokes to us professionals.
Aye. Oh, is that a fact? Oh, aye. Why don't you tell me then? Just so we'll have it all out in the open, eh? Behind all what exactly? Tell me, Captain Putch, have you ever looked up the word paranoia? Well, maybe you should. All right, listen up, laddies. I've completed my evaluation of the crew, though I wish I'd have had a chance to talk to everyone. But it seems some of you are no longer with us. Shinwipe, Makanto, ICM, and ADR-12, for example. Not to mention the Expositron, which I understand has been suffering from schizophrenia for some time.
We lost a few after Season 1. The Expositrons were flat-out fired for being useless, not to mention annoying. And Shinwipe's contract expired, so now she's off doing talk shows across the galaxy, making a killing!
She always was the lucky one.
And what was this about the two squeaks, eh?
What? I will kill you all if you mention that again!
Och, moving on. After carefully considering the mental stability of this crew, I can conclude after much deliberation. Hey, you're all perfectly normal. Bang on, fine, no problems at all. Cheers, laddies.
How the...
All will soon bow to my will and cradle my wishes within their deepest, sweetest dreams.
Yes, we are the Lunar crew since anyone.
Oh, so you think you're all loony, do you? Well, I'm no loony laddie, and you haven't seen loony, believe me. And furthermore, I love the Titan One so much, I'm resigning as the company's psychiatrist and joining this crew permanently. Why? Because I'm taking over this ship, and I'm gonna kill every last one of you.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, number 210. Well, actually, it's 210. Season 2, number 10. Get it? Freud Bodicus, written by Vince Staden and Jonathan Patrick Russell, and starred in order of appearance: Joe Thomas as Putch, Kyle Borges as Briscoe, Steve Anderson as the Titan One computer, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dr. Freud Bodicus, Daryl Rooney as Popsicle, Ted Gray as Excelsior, and Jim Barber as Sphinx. The title theme was written and composed by Daryl Rooney. The incidental music was provided by First Com. His associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. All rights reserved. any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. For more information, please email us at darkbellyone@yahoo.com. We promise that no bots had their heads shrunk during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time as our journey through Season 2 continues for an episode succinctly entitled Bot War. This is the Creditor signing off because I'm the same one.
Copyright 2011, Dream Realm Enterprises, all rights reserved.
This is Jack Ward, and from every one of us here at the Mutual Audio Network, we wish you, your family, and all your friends safe harbor during these difficult times. Please follow the scientific and medical experts' advice, and we'll always be here for you daily at Mutual.